Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rums Over Baghdad. I'm your host, me, looking now at you and the camera. It's the hardest thing in the world to actually look at the camera, mainly because I can't really see it over the lights I now have set up, so it's like staring into the void. But this is episode 198, Rums Over Baghdad. At some point, I'll get good at this, I promise. At some point, I'll figure out how to do this and figure out how to be an effective host. We'll get there. Maybe 200. Maybe by 200 we will. We got to do something special with 200. Is 200 going to be like an E3 episode or something? It would end up pretty close, won't it? 2 weeks from now.
Well, there might be like
E3 system is in June or was supposed to be in June.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mary and Jake are here. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How are we doing? How's your quarantine?
It's all right.
I mean,
my life hasn't changed a whole lot. Let's put it that way.
I can't go shopping, but that's about the only difference.
When
I'll be honest. Yeah. Go ahead.
When I leave the house, I put a mask on, and like everybody I see has masks. So that's reassuring. At least. So.
Sure. Yeah. Weird, also. Strange. Not used to it. Every time I go, and it's like, you're walking in a grocery store or something like that, it's like, oh my God, everyone has masks on. Some people are in like hazmat suits or like more like more full protective, like at that mask, like the plastic thing over there. What the heck is it? The
face shield.
Face protector? Face shield?
Yeah, I saw someone with those, with that in a Safeway. Yeah. It was kind of funny. A little it's overkill, like, oh my God. But okay, fine, whatever.
Yeah. They don't even use face shields at like my doctor's appointments, so yeah.
Right. Yeah. Grocery shopping used to be fun for me. Now, not so much fun. Not really enjoyable. I get so warm. You're wearing a mask, right? And it's like, I feel like you're melting. And then you're also like, I feel like, I don't know. There's still at least at my grocery store, some like sold out stuff. So you end up like, well, I could buy this thing of flour or I could buy this big thing of flour because there's none of this other flour now, so I gotta go bigger. It's usually like, that's been our experience. It's like, I could buy a pound of ground beef, but there is no pound of ground beef, so I gotta buy 10 pounds of ground beef or something.
Whoa, like how do you,
We didn't buy 10 pounds of ground beef.
Just get a freezer.
But
get a chest freezer.
It's true. Yeah. We've been freezing a lot of meat lately. We got a lot of, you know, like, we buy like a whole chicken and cut it in half or something like that and freeze half a chicken. It's been our
I got
hot tip.
I have two roasts ready in the freezer right now. Gonna spread that out.
Well, yeah. I got the turkey going. I mean, we were talking about it before we started. I got a turkey roast and it's mini Thanksgiving here at the Thowden household, at the Albie household. I go by Albie on this podcast now, right? Still not used to that either.
I don't know.
Welcome to... Got some gravy, got some giblets. Giblet gravy is the best gravy, right? Like, I wanted to do, like, stuffing, but there's no stuffing in the store. Like, we're in a weird part of the year where the stuffing has vanished, but the coleslaw mix has shown up, so we'll probably do some kind of coleslaw.
I mean, you could always use, like, croutons or whatever.
Croutons?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea.
We still have, we have a bag of frozen cranberries in our freezer that I need to get rid of, so... I think we're going to do a mini Thanksgiving, too.
Sure.
Make mashed potatoes. Thanksgiving. We have a frozen mashed turkey potato. Breast. Yeah. Bunch of...
Mashed cauliflower, you know?
No, I don't give a shit about doing keto anymore right now.
No, yeah. Until this is over, me too. I was like... We tried for, like, the first, like, 2 weeks, and then, like, there was no almond flour, and it kind of, like, the keto stuff, and I ran out of, like, we get those Mission... low-carb tortillas, they were out. So we were like, well, guess we're going off the diet because I can't have anything to eat anymore. So, which has been nice because now I eat rice and rice is really good.
Yeah.
I love rice. I wanted to order. Have you ever had that rice seasoning stuff, Mary? That
furikake?
Like, furikake, thank you. Yes. What's that like?
Yeah. What's that taste fine. Like?
Okay.
If you're going to do like rice seasoning stuff, you should look up ochazuke. That's better than furikake. Ochazuke. Yeah. Okay. I'll type the exact spelling for you.
Type the exact spelling into. Yeah, I was just about to ask. Could you just type that for me so I just remember how to spell?
It's good.
Well, speaking of remembering, I did not remember to cancel Gamefly. I mentioned before.
Oops.
So I am now.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you. But then also, like, I think they're gonna give me like a free month or something like that. Like. They seem to do that a lot. I was talking That's to a friend nice. Of the show, Gaff, who is a big Gamefly person, and he just kept getting free months after 1 month. Like, they would just be like, here's another free month. It's like, you've given me 5 of these already. I don't know why we... It's very strange. They're trying to trick you. They're trying to get you to keep going and then get, like, $15
please, God, don't cancel. Yeah, please forget we exist.
I still periodically get emails from, like, WWE Network. It's like, here's a free month. I'm like, nah, I don't care. AEW exists. It's like,
yep. Is AEW good?
AEW's really good.
Wrestling. Okay. Well, I saw a lot of wrestling stuff. That news story about, like, they cut a bunch of people and closed down part of it, and then I guess McMahon with the XFL did not work out very well. Even though I liked it.
What
XFL
a surprise!
A lot, so. I was a Houston Roughnecks fan. Finally had a team from out of my state that I like a lot. But all right. Yeah, and then they canceled the video game, too. They canceled WWE 2K21.
Probably for the best. 21. Those games were pretty going bad. Downhill.
Yeah.
They definitely could use some extra time to work on everything. Like, make it functioning.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I've always wanted a different wrestling game. I feel like the people that make Yakuza could make a great wrestling game. Like, I feel like they get, like...
Or just give it back to the devs that made the good WWE games.
Come on. Well, I guess anymore. I mean, Madden's being made by, what? NFL's letting somebody else make a NFL game. So at this point, everything's up in the air. I never thought they'd let somebody other than EA make a Madden game. So that's exciting. An MLB The Show is coming to PC or whatever. I mean, Xbox.
Oh, too. Yeah.
The world's a changed place. People have found kindness in their heart, so we might get a good wrestling game at some point. Maybe. I just want a good custom mode thing where you can make really silly stuff. Get hit by 10 Lincoln Town cars. That's what I want. That's the game I want. Constantly have fake wrestler man get hit by town cars. The curse of the town car man. nobody finds that fun as funny as I do. Okay. Well, speaking
wrestling
of games,
is boring. I'm sorry. That's like, true. This that's weekend true. Was the return of Shudder with Joe Bob Briggs, Last Drive-In.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Jericho was a guest for like one of the movies.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so that Chris was Jericho. Interesting, but I still don't care about watching real wrestling. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Also, I know, that's fair. Chris Jericho is a freak. Oh, my God. Like, his favorite movie is a movie called Bloodsucking Freaks. It's a trauma release. Wow. Yeah. Don't watch that movie.
Don't like Bloodsucking Freaks?
I mean, it was... interesting, but it was
heavy air quotes
terrible. Yeah,
heavy air quotes.
He actually named like his there's like an old thing, Jericho personal security. He had this dude that was like supposed to be his fake Stone Cold Steve Austin security guy, and he named him after one of the characters in that fucked up movie, Ralphus. And
Ralphus?
Yeah, he's in the movie. He's a little person that likes. I don't know. I'm not gonna. Never mind. I won't talk about it on this podcast. But it was fucked up.
As somebody that's been watching some older movies lately, boy, there's some weird stuff you can talk about with that. I was watching, what is it, Court Jester? That opens with like, can a guy with like. Singing a duet song, like a big musical piece with a bunch of people. Like, it's I can't think of the right word to say how it is, but you know how it is. It's like the Wizard of Oz, like weirdly.
Oh, little people is what. Like, yeah, the accepted is that the correct word? Yes, yes.
Is that the accepted term? Okay, I didn't want to say that. Little people dressed in like the weirdest outfits, and it's like, well, okay, that's definitely of the time. Definitely of the time. But
well, this had a lot of nudity and torture scenes in it, so
all right, awesome.
All right.
I'm in.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you got me. Now we're in. I guess.
Chris Jericho is a weirdo.
Chris Jericho, yeah. Huh? Is he still wrestling? Is he still live? Chris Jericho? Good.
He's on AEW now, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Yes.
Is everybody leaving the WWE to go to A&W? AEW?
To go to A&W, okay. Yeah.
To go to A&W. I mean, everyone loves Rupi, yeah. All right?
He also was talking about working in Japan, too. Yeah.
I mean, cool. Japan's a cool place to work, sure. Especially for the other place, whatever, Wrestle Kingdom. That's all I've heard.
Very yeah, cool. NJPW.
Mm-hmm. NJPW, thank you. Cool. Well, speaking of wrestling in Japan... I've played a game called, I got a wrestling uniform in Animal Crossing. I just unveiled. Yeah, I got that wrestling mask stuff in Animal Crossing that I'm very excited about. Shortly before K Slider showed up in my town, and I got the credits. Feel very good about that. Played a guitar, some sweet songs, and then hung out with my boy Petro, the clown.
Oh yeah,
goat man,
that weirdo.
Hung out with him. That was my time at Animal Crossing. I am reached my end point, I think, with that game. Even though, like, now they have the art collection stuff coming in.
Yeah, yeah,
they just did that update, which is neat.
I believe Mary called that
today.
Yeah, I was sure, lucky. It was a fun element of the other game, so I was surprised it wasn't in there. But yeah, he visited my town already, and I bought a painting, and now my museum is
the perfect
expanded.
Painting.
Yeah.
You bought the perfect painting.
They don't call him Crazy Red anymore, even though his dialogue is like crazy discount furniture salesman or like used car salesman or whatever. It's not like crazy, but I
just
know.
Like a mini mall. Hey, hey.
Red. I bought a painting. I gotta go open up my museum now, though, and see what's going on inside.
It was sad. You mentioned KK Slider, and last night I turned on my game, and KK Slider was playing because it was Saturday night, and he had a bunch of chairs set up around him, and it was just totally empty. Like, he was just... and I felt really bad just like walking. It's like, I gotta go to the town hall. I'm sorry, KK. Like, it was kind of pathetic, but...
Hey, can you move your chair forward a little bit, KK? I just gotta get in this door here.
But yeah, none of my villagers apparently give a shit that he's
nobody
there
cares
every
about
Saturday
KK, poor
now.
KK. He's really on his decline. I don't know why this like multi-millionaire dog guitarist is playing like Tiny Island with like 10 people on it. But
dude, he's famous. He plays literally all the music. There are no other artists in the Animal Crossing world.
That's true, yeah.
No, it's true.
He's got that range.
That's him. It's true. Did any of the other characters, like all the like CDs have like different characters on them? Do they ever show up? Are they actual like Animal Crossing characters? Like there's the Sombra one or whatever, where you're like, it's like a Samba de Amigo kind of thing, like soundtrack, and it has a bunch of other characters besides for KK hanging out in the front. Like, who are they people? Are they
probably like, I know Cap'n showed up on one of my record covers, and he was at least in the previous games, maybe not this one, but
I had a sketchy boat show up in my island yesterday.
Sketchy boat?
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know.
I assume that's red.
I assume that's red, yeah.
Oh, was that? Okay, cool. All right, so I didn't make the connection between the sketchy boat and Red, because I ran into Red first. I didn't find the boat.
All right. Well, Red is sketchy, so, you know, that's all. It's my guess.
He was like, hey, do you want to buy this painting for 498,000 bells? I was like, no. He's like, fine, do you want to buy it for 5,000 bells? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, he does that to me, too. Yeah, I talk to him.
I wonder if he said no to him again. He'd be like, all right, here's 10 bucks. Give me 10 bells. I'm trying to eat out here. Give me a little bit.
I got to keep the lights on around here.
Please, anything. I'll give you a 2-for-1 special. Just come on. Help a brother out. Got to make these sales. Animal Crossing's fun. It's just you reach a point where you're cleared of everything to do.
I did a whole bunch of stuff.
Do you want a Moai?
Yesterday. Like, big things. I moved the shop finally from behind resident services.
Hey, cool.
I built a bridge and a campsite.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was it. I think I still have one more upgrade available for my house. I just haven't bought it yet. So I'm just like, nah, I don't really care. Cool. It's like I got the room and then I got the add-on room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
well, there's also an upstairs and a basement, so.
I think I got, on my new Leaf game, I have the upstairs.
I got turnips. Shit, I gotta go buy some turnips.
I think I'm sending this game back. I think you have to do it before noon, so.
Oh, no.
I haven't done anything with the turnips. I never do in those games.
People spam we have a Discord channel. That's pretty much the only reason anybody uses it, is to go like yell about what their price on turnips is and who has the best turnip prices. About it.
I try to go in there and be like, I got a cool thing. And then nobody responds to me. It was just like turnip prices.
Hey man, what's your turnip price looking like? We got to get these turnips out here.
Well, he doesn't buy them on Sundays, so.
Yeah. And then you get trapped into a dialogue thing where they're yelling at you about, like, we don't buy them on Sundays. It takes 5 minutes to click through the stupid menus where you're like, all right, I know. Okay, I clicked the wrong thing. Move along. Please, Timmy and Tommy, please leave me alone. I just clicked the wrong. I apologize. Yeah, so I'm pretty much done with Animal Crossing. Pretty much done with Final Fantasy VII. I don't want to talk about it. Don't look at me.
Still haven't beat it. That's crazy.
I was way further away than I thought I was last time.
Yeah,
I was way further.
They made the game bigger.
They made the game about 5 hours longer than they needed to. I knew it was bad when I was like right near the end. There's like a segment where you're just like zip lining up things, and I was like, oh, this is gonna take this long, huh? Okay, we're gonna just do this whole zip line segment and slowly water this rubbles.
Oh. That dungeon wasn't as tedious as like the Sector 5 stuff, so I was cool with it.
Right.
And at least you got to see like some cool background vistas and stuff in that area.
A lot of pictures. Took a lot of pictures when I was going through there. Very pretty. Also very devastating. Pretty also. So yeah, should be almost there. I didn't do that fucking, I gotta do that magic materia thing after I get the end and get chapter select, because I'm not doing that. Like, that's insanity. Like,
believe me, by the time you unlock chapter select, you're not going to care anymore. You're going to be like, I'm done. Because that's what happened to me, at least.
I could beat the Leviathan. That was hard. Almost died. Had one person alive but 100 health at one point. About a part of that boss fight. And then Fat Chocobo saved my life.
Those summon fights are actually really fun. I'm glad they added those to the game. Yeah.
I think they're better when it's one enemy. When you're fighting one person or one thing, I think those are better fights than when it's like, here's lots of people to fight. When it's only one, you feel like you can focus and you can dodge and you can do some cool strikes. Why are you smiling? Is somebody saying something on Twitch chat? Let me go look. Yeah.
Those boss fights are very fun. A lot of the boss fights in the game. Like, I was surprised how much I ended up liking the combat system. Like, it's still an RPG. Like, you still spec for certain enemies. And, yeah, and if you're not, you're kind of fucked. But, yeah.
Unless you're farming AP and you have to get, like, gotta slot all these stupid things you never use.
Don't farm. The game is not built for it. Like, just play.
I'm not gonna put a... Who the hell uses, what is it, binding or whatever, materia, or the other one where it's like sleep materia or whatever. Like, well, I'm not using this.
The only status effect that I found effective was a poison, but that was about it.
Right. Also, I never used any items in that game outside of like potions and Phoenix Down. Like, they had, like, echoing mist and grenades and all kinds of, like, fancy items, and I never touched any of them, and I'm almost done.
Felt like, and you can't even use the items in hard mode in battle anyway, so yeah. It's not like they would be helpful there.
Does it become, does the save just become, like, you beat different modes in hard mode, or is it, like, I don't know, what does it look like on Chapter Select, Mary? Is it just, like, they just show you what you've beaten it on, or what? What chapter
that's
you've beaten
spoiler.
On?
You'll see.
Okay. Spoiler. I'm interested. I'm excited. I'm excited to be done with that game. I'm really tired.
It's a good game. I was surprised. I thought it was probably going to suck, but no.
Game in a year, maybe. We'll see.
Well, I mean, I didn't want it to, but I wouldn't have been shocked if it had sucked.
It's going to be, let's say, Cyberpunk will be really good. That's probably up there. That's probably the only one I would be, like, really, really excited about was this and Cyberpunk. About it. It's cool. Playing some Long Dark still, kind of bumming away at that game. That's fun, but it's, like, it's a survival game. Felt like I talked about that last time. Hunting wolves, cooking meat, getting... dysentery, you know, the whole nine.
Awesome.
Very fun. You know, drinking fucking tea to try to get like some amount of water in you. You're just like, I gotta brew up some of this snow and then I gotta make some tea. Herbal remedies here to get some
tea's something good. Going on. I have some right here.
It is. Oh, tea. What else did we do? I think that's all the games I pretty much played. Put
what
anything
about,
else on that doc? Go ahead.
Well, we can remind talk me. About it during my segment. It's fine.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me. What's going on?
Nah, go with Jake. We were being boring talking about Final Fantasy VII and bullshit. So.
Okay. Jake, tell us. Tell us a story. What game you been playing? What's up? What's happening out there, Jake?
So my friend who just got into PC gaming, like, bought a refurbished Oculus Rift. The first one, the CV1. And then I showed him a video of my rifle stock, and he bought one of those.
Oh, okay.
What's funny is that those rifle stocks are made in France.
Oh, wow.
And it showed up faster than something he ordered from California like a week ago.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Because from the time that I bought my original one, it was like a built to order thing. Like, I ordered it in like 2.5 weeks later, they shipped it. But now the dude's got a print farm. So he's just building them like constantly. And he's like sponsoring ESL tournaments and shit. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Wow.
That is
coming up in the world.
Story. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing's awesome. It's a great product. It's awesome. But I've gotten to show people VR games again, which is pretty fun. So we played Onward last night for like an hour just against bots and stuff and messing around in the shooting range. That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Also went and checked out Rec Room again. Rec Room's got some cool shit.
Yeah.
We
What's new in Rec Room? What's the newest, like, what are they, keep updating it.
Seem yeah, they just keep adding anyway. Shit. So, like, their monetization system is you can buy coins to to buy in-game cosmetics.
That's it. Okay.
There's no ads or anything anywhere. But
what did you do in Rec Room?
We found a room that somebody had made that's just a whole bunch of shit to climb. There's like rock walls and stuff. So I spent probably a good 30 minutes just standing in here with my arms in the air, like doing one of these. Ooh. And my arms hurt really bad afterwards.
The true experience kinda, of rock climbing.
With the way Rec Room's physics work, you can like kind of fling yourself. And a lot of the things, a lot of the courses that are on that map were designed with that in mind. It's like, you got to fling yourself to this one and fling yourself to this one and to this one. But we did that and then went and I showed him some of the original quests. Like, hey, this one is, like, this is kind of the vibe. It's like a rec center theater production kind of thing.
Huh.
Shooting laser guns at robots hanging from ropes. Cardboard robots hanging from ropes.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. I'm looking at some of the stuff and I find it. I always find like every time I look at Rec Room, there's something different going on. Like there's some kind of different thing that I hadn't seen before.
Like they added pool tables. Like when they first added bowling, the pool table was there, but it didn't work. And then went back to it and it works now. And they added a pretty sweet system for using the pool cues, which is pretty neat.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool.
It's like you get the angle right first and then you let go of one of the triggers and it locks the front of it in place in the air. And then you move it with you do the back and forth motion with your back hand.
Cool.
Pretty slick.
Yeah, that seems really neat. And I always forget they have like an adventure kind of thing where you're like pirate.
Yeah, it's like Contra sort of, basically.
Okay. For ER Contra sounds cool. Yeah, Rec Room always seems cool.
Rec Room is a good time, for sure.
But is it Half-Life Alyx?
Is it what? I'm sorry. I sneezed.
Half-Life Alyx.
Oh, no. I gotta sneeze again.
Nothing can be.
Okay, we're good. I'm sorry. Okay. Making use of my mute button today.
Use the mute button. Yeah. So, Alyx.
Yep, I finished it.
You finished it? Oh my goodness.
A+.
Okay.
Best VR game I've played. Best story-based VR game I've played so far. Yeah, that goes places. That campaign goes places.
Interesting. Okay.
Are you guys going to play it?
I might now
maybe if VR headsets ever go on sale or if there's any left ever,
I'm just waiting for the game to go on sale.
Worth it. Totally worth it. Like complete, probably like 10-hour campaign. I think 10, 12 hours. I went through it pretty slow. Cause I like to poke around at the, like, hey, I'm gonna try to find some stuff over here. Or like, the game wants me to go this way, but I can also go over here, and there's like something over here. I'm gonna go check that out. Like I didn't just mainline through it.
What was your longest session? Like a couple hours, or like what did you feel like?
3 hours, I think. Like I've done longer. I think my longest VR session is like 5 hours, and I was just binging Standout all day.
Okay.
Like, I had nothing going on. I just threw my rifle stock on, and then every end of every game, I was like, yeah, I'll play another one.
Okay, cool. I was wondering that. Since it is, like, you're staying 10 hours. I was wondering how much you could do.
Yeah, I average, like, if I'm playing something that's not like Beat Saber, I cap at it like an hour. I did a 2-hour Beat Saber stream once, and I was completely destroyed the next day.
It's like took your headset off and went stared with that. Like, no, I long, was just 100-yard stare. I was stare.
Sore as fuck the next day.
Oh yeah. Sure, yeah, that's true. Also, yeah, I want a Samsung. I want a Samsung. I know the Oculus Rift was out there for $300 or whatever refurbished.
That was the deal that my buddy jumped on.
Just like, I know that's wrong. I know that's wrong, but I wanted a Samsung. I have my heart set on it. So when that becomes available, I'll probably pick it up. But who knows? Maybe by then, you know, you'll hear about the PlayStation or whatever.
Okay. If you have a PC that can do VR, don't buy a PSVR.
Well, I'm saying
there is so much more cool shit you can do with a VR headset on a PC than you can on a closed system like PlayStation. Don't get me wrong. There are some excellent PlayStation exclusive games for their VR system. But if you have the PC, just get it.
I do.
Just get a PC headset.
Maybe we'll be lucky in the next headset they put out for the PS5.
That's what I was thinking, maybe, because
they are getting away from their light tracking thing.
And they seem to be putting stuff on PC now with the Horizon stuff coming, and there seems to be some suggestion that they're moving in that direction to a certain extent too, with like maybe making their own something. So if there's a Samsung, I'll get it, but I'm also part of me that says by the time there's a sale on that again, or anyone has them because they're sold out like everywhere, maybe just like I'll get a PlayStation 5 super VR headset that works on PlayStation 5 but also at PC.
I mean,
and the dream will be real
if it's worthwhile. That would be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it takes, right? It's just like a decently upgraded headset, but then something also works on PC. I mean,
they would also need to like put out controllers with it that are standard.
Yeah,
to,
new
like,
ones.
PC stuff.
What did they use? They used the original. They used the Move controllers,
yeah, which like they don't even tech. Make anymore. Yeah.
What is the Move controller? Where? What was that for?
It was like a Wii originally. Motion Plus like technology, like that kind of stuff.
That's definitely, I feel
for
like
the
that's a pack-in.
Yeah.
They're going to put out, that's got to be, right? Also, let me talk to you about the iToy and the Eye of Judgment card game. Excellent. Not really terrible, but
just very printing good. Out cards.
Yep. Printing out just RFID signal cards. And then a monster shows up out of the card. You're like, oh my God. Wow. It's real. And then you smack it about. Yeah, I'm glad you liked Half-Life, Alex. All right, we did this last week with Final Fantasy VII generalized. I'm going to put a general spoiler warning on this. Generally, are they going to make another Half-Life game after this, do you think? Is there ground there where you feel like there's momentum enough story-wise?
I watched the
ending.
I'm not going to tell you the ending. Well, wait. Albie, have you seen the ending?
I have not seen the ending, no.
I will not say anything.
But yes.
There were multiple parts in that game where I fanboyed out super hard.
Did you scream? Was it like one of those moments at the end where you felt like, oh my God, they're doing it. They might make another one of these that has a 3 on the end of it. There's momentum here.
I don't think it's going to have a three on the end of it.
Okay. Half-Life.
It's going to be another entry in the Half-Life universe, and I'm not going to tell you at what point it takes place at.
Okay. I feel like I did this last week, too, with Final Fantasy VII with the fucking the end, where it's like, where that game fucking goes to. Okay.
Okay. I mean, you can deafen yourself, but you still have to edit this podcast, so you'd hear your you'd hear it on the podcast.
I know.
Or on the audio version.
Let me ask Mary a question about a game she didn't play but saw the ending of. Mary, is it like Genesis Evangelion? How like the rebuilds is?
No, I would say no.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good though.
Oh, there is fuckery involved, but no, it's not like Ada.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Mary, this is this won't reveal anything about the ending. But when you come in at the ending, I was like looking at my hands. And then
it is a neat environment, yeah.
Oh man.
You're making me smile too much this podcast. God damn it. That's real good. That's real good.
And then the
Wait.
Did you watch the ending or the after credits scene?
Oh, I'm not sure. I know I watched the ending.
All right, I'm going to take my headset off.
What happens story-wise and how...
Yeah, just skip this part on the editing.
I may not have watched the after credits scene. I'm not sure. They might have hit credits and I might have just turned off the video. I'm not sure.
Did you see the part where it opens the... All right. Spoiler warning, if there's any audio listeners out there, we're going to discuss the ending of Half-Life Alyx here. So skip ahead like 5 minutes or something. Did you see the one where they open the prison and the G-Man is in there, not Gordon?
Yes. Okay. Or no. Well, I saw G-Man involvement and Alyx involvement, and I saw a part that was very similar to the beginning of Half-Life 2, but not because it's later on.
Okay, did you see the part? Well, you've already seen the ending, so fuck it. I'll tell you what the after credits scene is.
Okay, yeah.
So it fades in, and I don't know, and during the actual ending, does it show you shoot the thing that was about to kill Eli Vance?
Yes. Okay,
all right. So you warp in, Alyx isn't there, and he looks up, he's like, Gordon?
Okay, yeah, I saw
okay.
that. Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, what? And I looked at my hands, and he's wearing like the HEV suit hands. I was like, what the fuck? Oh, it was awesome.
The crowbar.
And he hands you the crowbar, and he's like,
yes.
He's like, Gordon, you got work to do. And I was like.
Yeah, and I was like, okay.
Oh, I jumped. Now I think I hit my ceiling when I did that. Oh, it was awesome. So good.
But yeah, it really seems like they want to make another game. Maybe in VR.
Please make another VR exclusive. It was great. I fucking loved it. It was awesome. The one thing, I think I talked about this already, is that your character holds a pistol like this, where you have your hand on the bottom of it. Here, I'll be back. I'll be right back, and I'll show you.
Okay.
Back.
He's gonna do a demonstration of a thing, not from the ending, but a thing that bothered him from Half-Life Alyx VR.
Okay.
I think you're okay. If All not, right. We'll tell you to leave again.
I mean, I assume I kind of know because you're implying something. I assume Gordon shows up at some point, right? Something like that. I assume. You don't have to say yes or no, but I assume there's some kind of fuckery going on here. We're in the future. Something.
Nope,
some
no bullshit's fuckery.
Going on.
Just I need to grab a prop.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh my god, it's a gun.
Okay. Making sure it's safe here. So,
yeah, don't get us on live stream.
No, I know what the rules are on Twitch for firearms. You can't point it at the camera and you can't point it at yourself. And that's it. And this, we're clear. Mag's out. Chamber's empty. We're good.
Clear.
So Alyx holds it like this with her hand underneath it, like on the magazine.
Uh-huh.
And that's bad. You don't want to do that when you're holding the pistol. Like that's a bad grip.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is like a proper grip is like this.
Yeah, two hands over it.
You got your thumb kind of pushed up against it, and you got your other one over like that. And that always bugs the shit out of me because I'm a stupid gun nerd, not a gun nut. There's a difference.
A gun nerd, a gun nut.
But
nerd.
Like, why is that bad? That because cold it's, specifically,
it's unstable. Like your follow up shots are gonna be gonna be off. But this way, you've got so much control and so much grip, holding it like this.
Right.
That. Kick, if you got something with a low bore axis, it's just gonna kick like back and up a tiny, tiny bit.
Right. Sure. And it's just, I feel like it's more comfortable too to have it. Like, I've held some pistols in my life, but it's like just more comfortable when you have it, when you have both hands around it rather than having one underneath, because then it's like, and then if it kicks at all, like it could dig into your hand too, and like it doesn't feel
very good. Like that's what I was thinking. Like it would just fuck up your hand.
It's my quote unquote competition pistol. I've shot one competition with it. it's my dad's carry. It's my dad's issued, his police issued Glock.
Oh yeah. Wow.
He was like, "Yeah, you can borrow it just to like practice drills and stuff." I got a holster and a belt and stuff.
How did a competition go well?
Poorly. Because I had a... Oh, I failed to disassemble. I was going to try to look cool on stream. But I...
Oh, God.
There we go. Okay. So there's a thing on here. It's a slide release. It's this little switch right here. I had one on here because the stock one doesn't have like this nubbin, so it can be really hard to drop the slide.
Sure.
So I had a different one on here, and the inside piece of it did not match the inside contour of this very well because it was super fucking cheap. It was like $8. Turns out aftermarket Glock parts are just, there's so many.
Garbage.
There's so many of them. So I put a little bit more money into a better one for like $20. And the problem was my mags were snagging on it. So you had to put those mags in with gusto, like way more than you usually do to get them to actually seat so they'd cycle. And the other problem was when I would shoot it with the old slide release on there, it would kick back and the slide release would hit my hand and it would lock the slide back. I fixed both of those issues because this one is designed to not have that issue hitting your hand because it moves the nubbin forward rather than back.
Okay.
So, my next competition should go a lot better because I will not have any malfunctions, hopefully.
Cool.
No, yeah, stuff like that sounds like it would really hold you back, yeah.
I placed like 17th out of like 20-something, so... I was accurate, though. I ran all the courses successfully except for like one. I missed one shot. All right. No, I was supposed to shoot a target 5 times and I shot it 4 times and then went to the next stage. Yeah. No warnings. Didn't get in trouble. Didn't break the 180 rule. All in all,
I don't know what that is, but
the 180 rule is if where you are, there's a imaginary wall that goes out to either side of you, and it extends all the way up in front of you, too. And it just stops there, and it goes completely forward. If your muzzle points anywhere behind that, you are out. You go home. You are done.
Disqualified, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that can be a real problem if you're shooting right-handed, and you're running to your right. Because you don't think about it, and then you end up breaking the 180 rule. So, and if you're trying to reload, that's a big one that gets people. If you're running to the right and you're shooting right-handed and you try to reload, is you're going to break that. You got to think about it while you're doing it. Is you got to deliberately point it downrange while you're running and reloading.
Huh.
It's pretty cool. USPSA Steel Match. Look that up.
Steel Match. Hey. Ooh.
Steel Challenge or whatever or something is another thing they call it.
Steel cage, man.
No.
just drop a giant steel cage.
For any gun nerds out here, it's a It's a Gen 3 Glock 22, so 40 Smith & Wesson. I got some Talon grips on here. Extended mag release. Ghost slide release, and that's it. Oh, Trigicon sights. Got some night sights on there. Because it was a police issue thing, so... Yeah.
Well, speaking of guns, I hear another game, Tarkov, has some guns in it. That you've been playing more Tarkov.
quote unquote more Tarkov. I did a scav run for like the first time in like 3 weeks, about an hour or two ago.
Oh wow.
So
okay.
But there is a wipe incoming, so everybody's starting at zero. All the quests are resetting and stuff.
Oh.
So it's pretty big. These happen periodically because the game is still quote unquote in beta. So they're just every now and then you gotta
wipe
reset
everybody down.
Yeah.
Okay.
They said the wipe is coming with 12.6. 12.4 came out a few weeks ago. 12.5 is coming out sometime the next week, I think. I haven't been following it super closely, so I don't know. But like at the rate that these patches have been coming out, it's probably like within the next month or so, there's going to be a wipe. So at this point, it's like, I got a full stash of guns and shit. Let's do this. It's like, whatever. Everything's getting wiped in like a couple weeks. So I'm probably going to get back into that.
Yeah, that seems like a fun time to play because you don't have to be as conservative because you know it's all going to be gone anyway.
Sure. Go all out. Do full-on gear runs. Just drop everything in. Here we go.
Like, I felt, even just on the scav run I did before the show, like, I felt considerably less, like, anxious. Like, I was just rolling through. I was like, whatever, if I die, so what?
Sure, okay. How frequently are they updating that? Like, I feel
like
there for a while.
Every couple weeks they'll push out small like hot fixes and stuff. But then there's major content patches that come out. Or
do they have like a roadmap? Do you think in like this year sometime they would release?
1.0 is not coming for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of just stay in that kind of like beta mode thing for a while.
Yeah, when I say 12.4, that's 0.12.4. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's exciting though. Long tail on it. That's always good. I mean, hell, what is it? No Man's Sky is still, I mean, it's out, but it's just like constantly pushing updates every so often. Cool.
Maybe I should get back into No Man's Sky. It has VR should. Now.
I was thinking that.
VR support.
It has VR. Support's
pretty good too. It's not quite as good as like a game that was natively built for VR, but it's better than like Skyrim VR or Fallout.
Yeah.
Like they
actually
put some fucking work into the VR version.
And it seems like it would be more interesting just visually because of the kind of game it is too.
Like there's not a ton, there's not like interaction. Like you're not operating stuff with your fingers and like opening shit. It's a lot of like menu-based stuff still, but you can tell they actually put some effort into the VR version.
That's good.
God, every time I look at No Man's Sky, it's got a really nice visual style to it. Especially a lot of the newer stuff. Very striking color choices. Like it a lot. I gotta play that game. I gotta get that.
I actually played more of it in not VR mode. The game's all right. Game's cool. Okay. That's the first time I ever played it.
That game
was for the VR support. So
$6.
They know what they got. People, they got a redemption story on their hands, and people will pay money to see it.
Yeah, I literally was just looking it up, and now I'm on Green Man Gaming to see like if it's any cheaper.
Talk to you about istthereanydeal.com. This is like a $20 game billet. I've never even heard of game billet. Game billet.
$50.
Like game billet for 20 is not bad. My friend and yours, game billet, I assume it's a UK site. So, all rights reserved, gamebillet.com. Please, all rights reserved. Friend of the show, game billet. You can use promo code, we don't have one. for nothing off.
Just go to the site. There's no code. Just go there.
Just go. There's no code or deficit site. Just go there. All right. I guess. I don't know. Every time I go on, like, is there, like,
if you go to stamps.com, like, for... you can get their regular deals that they just have.
Yeah. We should just steal some other podcasts.
Just promote somebody else.
You use promo code. I don't know. What's a podcast?
Don't.
What's a podcast we like? What's a podcast we don't like? With that. They could use their stuff instead.
How about we don't mess with that?
I wouldn't know because I don't listen to them. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I might get that game. I might get that game. It's tempting. It's tempting.
Yeah. You know, can I say why it's extra tempting for me right now?
Max? Seg? Yeah, go ahead.
Because earlier this week, there was a deal posted on our Discord for an RTX 2060
Ultra.
Oh
my goodness.
That was refurbished. It was like $289. And I went ahead and bought it. So right now I'm using a 970. So
oh, that's a big jump. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, this seems pretty good. And the price is actually pretty good. So yeah, I'm looking at more PC games I can try out on this thing. I'm just kind of wasting time until it gets here on Wednesday. I keep checking the tracking on it, going like, when is it gonna get here? But yeah, I'm excited. It apparently handles VR a lot better than what I'm using right now, because yeah, of course it would.
I mean, yeah, you're using like the absolute minimum.
Minimum, yeah.
970, yep.
Are you ready to play Minecraft, Mary? We're going to trace so many
yeah,
rays.
Yeah, use the ray trace. I mean, I didn't really buy it for ray tracing because I know a lot of that is fairly CPU intensive. Like, as more drivers come out, it'll be less so. But I need to upgrade my CPU as well. Like, it's still fairly old. But I did see some comparison videos. Like, apparently Forza Horizon 4 is going to pretty much double its frame rate with this new graphics card.
Wow.
So that's impressive, yeah. I'm looking forward... Like, I'll turn on the ray tracing and Control just to see how it does, but I'm not gonna, like, freak out about that. I'm just excited. Like, now I don't have... I'm almost ready to play Cyberpunk or whatever. Like, finally, my computer will be able to run it.
With RTX cards, you actually get that DLSS support too, which is like this weird, like, I don't even know how to describe it. It like downsamples stuff that's far away or something, and it like the frame rate increases are just insane. And I know Control just got support for that.
Oh, so, okay.
Which is a game that would definitely benefit from it, 100%.
Man, I want your opinion. I want to have a Mary plays ray tracing really high end games with this graphics card and just see. I want to see what Control looks like. I always feel like that's the one that like.
Well, I mean, I'm still using an i5, so it's probably not going. No. It's going to be like 30 frames, maybe. So I'm I'll try it out, but. I mean, it's more for, like, later on, I guess. Like, okay. Yeah.
Can't wait for Cyberpunk.
I kept that 970 for a long time, and I'm hoping I can keep this one for a long time. Like, I like middle tier, like, not too expensive type stuff. Like, I'm already going to be spending a bunch of money on other stuff coming up. It's just we happened to get some fun bucks recently, so...
I didn't get a stimulus check.
I'm sorry. Does it have to do with contractor stuff or whatever?
It might, but I mean, I got a refund in 2018.
Yeah.
Because so, I didn't do...
Did you do
it? Yeah, my dad hasn't gotten one either, so...
Direct deposit? Okay, I don't know, huh?
A couple people. My dad hasn't gotten one either, and he should get one at some point, too, so... It's a very strange situation with the refund checks, though.
And I still haven't done, like, my 2019 return, and I know we're going to be getting money back from that, too. So I'm not too worried. But,
I did not get hit as nearly as hard as I thought I was going to on my taxes this year. So that was nice. Good. I still owed taxes, but nowhere near as much as I thought I was going to. So, which I expected, like, to pay some taxes at least. So,
well, sure, yeah.
Contract stuff is like 40%. If it's just 1099 stuff, it's crazy.
Mary, we gotta play Minecraft though. That's all.
Gotta, I mean, I'll play. Come on, it's if it's easiest. On Game Pass or something, then I might install it. I've never played it.
I'll give you one of my two accounts you can use. I got two Minecraft accounts. You can. That's a good question.
When did you?
I don't think the Java version is going to be fancy.
Well, a long time ago.
Okay, it's probably the Java version then.
I think it probably gave me the free, right? I just want to see it.
There's no way Minecraft is not on Game Pass. Like, it's owned by Microsoft and everything. It should be on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it is.
Absolutely.
Really?
Minecraft Dungeons. Somebody look that up. Somebody.
I know Dungeons. Verify. Let me. I'll turn it on. But.
Well, I pet my cat. Let's verify my. Fact check here. Oh, my cat a toothbrush, by the way, on the off conversation here. And, like, brush his teeth.
Minecraft is not showing up when I search for it.
Are you
Minecraft
kidding?
Dungeons is, but regular Minecraft, no.
Okay.
Strange. They know they can sell that game, so why bother, I guess. But yeah, I'm super excited about that showing up. I'm going to do a lot of stuff on my computer when it shows up all week, probably. Even though Soccer Awards is also coming out on Tuesday, and that's going to be for the PS4, unfortunately. Like, I wish it was on PC. Like, it's a Sega game. It'll probably come there eventually, but for now, no. The only other thing I've been doing, the only new game I got this week was Picross S4. That came out last week. It is $10. It is the most, I mean, it's basically like all the other Picross S games. That's fine. It has the most puzzles of any game. And since I have bought like all the previous Picross S games, it came with like 3 additional puzzles for the 3 previous Picross games. These new puzzles that they added are like giant size puzzles, like big, like complicated.
Oh, like huge multiple
play field. No, not even multiple. Oh, like that's in the game. These are just like giant ones that are going to be difficult to do. I haven't done any of those yet. I'm just playing through like the multiple clip Picross and regular Picross, but yeah. When I was playing a lot of Picross while watching that shitty Bloodsucking Freaks movie.
You watched the whole thing?
It let me... Yeah, I watched the whole movie. It's bad, but whatever. It was an experience. Like, the movie previous to that was Chopping Mall, which was a lot of fun. Like, it's just
I've heard of that movie, 80s. Yeah.
That one was
That's
fun.
That's a good name for a movie, too.
Yeah. I think the original title when they were making it was like Killbots, and they were editing the movie and the janitor came in and was like, you should call it Chopping Mall. And everybody was like, oh shit, that's a way better title. Even though there's no like real chopping that actually goes on. It's a lot of laser blasts from killer robots. Some lady's head.
Figurative chopping.
Yeah. But yeah, I played a lot of Picross while watching that terrible movie. And then I played a terrible game with my friend.
What? a terrible game? Come on, Mary. Don't say that about good old Monopoly.
Monopoly's Plus your friend. Is the technical Plus, name, yes.
Why did you it guys play Monopoly?
Because it was free. Like, it was free on Uplay for this week. And I don't know, it sounded kind of fun. Like, and it was kind of fun. It took way too long. Like, it's Monopoly. It's,
you guys were playing a 3-hour game. You guys were playing Monopoly at a really fucking weird time of day, too. Like, I got on my computer at like 9 a.m. to start working, and I happened to open Discord, and you guys were talking about it at like 9:30 Pacific. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
We were setting that up. We didn't start playing until
okay.
5
right now. Oh, right, shit. Yeah.
Okay. It's like it's a weird time for a Monopoly game. It's like 9 a.m. on a Monopoly Thursday is a
strange game.
No, we ended up playing in the afternoon, but it was a long fucking game. We played
it
on
the... It never ended!
Yeah.
It never ended.
People gave up. Like, that's how you win.
I surrender.
It's just a war of attrition.
Yeah.
Just...
mm-hmm. Yeah, like we were playing with Optics DJ. He had to quit because it was like bedtime, and he's like, "I'm out of here." Even though he was kind of
it's been hours.
Yeah. A lot of people just hit the bankrupt button because they're like, "I'm fucking done. I'm done." So I ended up in second place thanks to that.
Nice. placing by default, still placing.
The NFL draft was happening.
Yeah.
I had to go drink beers and watch the draft. And it was like,
sure you
all right,
did.
I started this at like 5 and like the draft was at 8. It's been 3 hours playing Monopoly Plus. Like,
wait, you bailed on your own thing? You like, organized?
I know,
yeah.
It's true. It was 3 hours.
I got third place.
Monopoly,
so. I got third place, please. I was not the first one to drop. So I felt like, also, I was losing horribly by that point. I didn't have any money, and then Optics dropped, and all his properties got like put up for auction.
We all had to bid on them, and that took a while. Yeah, anytime somebody drops out,
every property, and you can't do custom rules either. Like you can, there are some custom rule sets you can choose from, like free parking. If you land on that, you get all the money or whatever from the income tax stuff in there. But a lot of it's just like dumb rules, but there's no custom. Like you can't make different selections. It's fucking Rabbids, and then there's Rabbids.
Yeah, we were playing on the Rabbids board, which I don't know why they bothered. Like it had Rabbids artwork on there, but nothing special really happened.
Well, that's great.
It wasn't like a Mario Party type board.
Rabbids are
Rabbids are
always confused and yelling, which is perfect for a Monopoly game because they just don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's true.
They did have a rabid token who the winner of the game, Amir Tuna, he picked. But yeah.
He rigged it. He rigged it with picking that token.
Yeah.
That token always has to win.
I was the kitty cat token and it animated very cutely.
Oh, it animated.
That was the one positive. Yeah. That was the one cool thing about playing a video game version, I guess. That and it handling like all the rules and money stuff. So it was a little less pain in the ass than playing like tabletop sim version. But I'm not going to pay $6 for it.
No, why like, would you? My God. It's like
that's the sale price, but
the sale price is $6. It's the nightmare.
It was
the living
fun,
board.
Though.
We should have played on the living board. In retrospect, we should have played on the living board, even though I wanted the horror of Thursday trash being with the Rabbids board. The living board was at least something to look at. Like, there were people walking around
Rabbids,
the streets.
It didn't do anything. Like, I don't know why they bothered. It was kind of disappointing in that way, but
also, there's
that's
only
Monopoly.
Three boards? I'm surprised that they, like, there's so many versions of Monopoly. I'm surprised they didn't just license them all so you can have select different weird, strange boards from around the world or whatever. Like, that would actually be sort of cool. I mean, the coolest thing is when we realize the different languages. If you select like UK English, you'll play with the UK English towns and stuff. Cheshire Avenue or something. Huh. I forget what it
yeah,
was.
There's like, no like Park okay. Place or Boardwalk or whatever.
Not my
like,
Monopoly.
It's all localized. Yeah.
That's true. Tennessee Avenue is like, I forget what Tennessee Avenue was. Birmingham Palace or something. Bingham
no.
Palace.
Bingham.
Big Ben. Clock Tower.
Big Ben. Governor. Gov.
Yes, Big Ben, the governor of London.
Governor yes. Big Ben. Everyone
he's
knows
like
that.
The Monopoly man in their
top hat.
Mr. Punny Bat, Penny Bags, or whatever the fuck name is.
Monopoly Man never shows up, does he?
No.
I'm surprised he wasn't like a Clippy in that, in those menus going like, would you like to play this or that? Just on the board. What's up with Monopoly Man? They trying to move away from Monopoly?
Watch him kill Monopoly Man like they did to Mr. Peanut.
Now it's Baby Peanut, right?
Yeah, Baby Monopoly Man. Here we go.
Baby Oh my god, that'd be actually a really good, like, if it was done humorously.
Some of the like words are just like gibberish.
Yeah. Oh boy. That's funny.
Yeah.
I learned that my local area is where the Peanut Company came from. I didn't know that until recently. Planters.
There's no like player what? Tokens. You just use like Cheerios. Like checks. The cereal, not like I'm paper talking checks. About
Chex Quest. And I play a Chex Quest Monopoly, let me tell you what.
When's that new Chex Quest game coming out? The remaster or whatever.
Soon, isn't it? Isn't it this year? Sometime?
I'm surprised you don't have the release date memorized.
Yeah, for real.
I don't.
Chex Quest is pretty dope.
And I also don't have my, like, I'm ready for it. We're going to play that game on stream, by the way. I just want to prepare people for that. Like, it's like coming home again.
My cereal video game.
I'm so excited. My cereal video game. It's getting a free HD. Let's see here. I'm clicking this website.
Yeah, it's going to be free to play, as far as I know, but...
Can I buy a box of Chex that has a copy of the game in it? That would be awesome.
I think they are making a physical version that looks like cereal box stuff, but I don't think it actually comes with any.
Weak. Okay, I'm going to put some cereal in it first. I'm going to eat all the cereal, and then I'll be like, oh, game, look what I found.
Look what I found in this box of Chex. That's great. I'm excited. I'm excited to zorch some people. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just hope they have a sweet moment where you're just, like, killing a bunch of the Phlegmoids and some fucking rip and tear comes on for no reason. That's all I want. Just put it on there. Talk to Bethesda or something like that and get the Doom soundtrack.
Get Mick Gordon onto the Chex Quest.
Yeah. On the Chex Quest soundtrack. What's he doing out there now? He left. He got pissed at Bethesda about not letting him remix that.
Yeah.
They fucked him. Why don't you say to him, like, hey... We'll give you, you can remix this soundtrack 9 ways
to
Sunday.
Take as much time as you need.
Dude makes like some of the most iconic game soundtracks in the past like 10 years and they fuck him.
Yep.
Like, come on.
Yep. How good that would be. That would be one of the best moments of the year if you start Chex Quest and then silent, like distantly, you could just hear like some really hardcore metal just sort of start fading in.
Can I just go in and just replace the music with MP3s?
Of course.
That'd be awesome. So I just want to hear...
Hey, Albie.
Yeah?
You know what you can buy?
What is it? Tell me.
I'm going to link it in the chat so you can see.
Okazuki? Okay.
Oh, what?
Oh my god.
What? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Where's my card?
That's fucking rad.
That's good.
Okay, so audio listeners, it is a Chex Quest soundtrack vinyl. The vinyl is green, kind of like a perloid sort of thing. It's not just green.
Phlegmoid green vinyl.
Yeah, it's got some.
Oh my god.
And then the sleeve is a giant Chex from like the, but it looks like it's from the game. Is it a 10 inch?
Oh. I gotta find my card in a little bit. Actually gonna buy this. You think I'm lying. We're gonna have this sucker in my hand by the time the podcast is done. Oh, it's so good. It's only almost $30. So that's not bad at all for a. Let me tell you, vinyls, see, like, video game vinyls are, like, $50, $60, like, real expensive.
Yeah.
Usually, at least.
I think that's a 10-inch. Just because the hole is larger in that photo. If it was bigger, that hole would be smaller.
Well, that's exciting.
Okay, still, though, that vinyl is dope. I love it.
It's so good.
I love colored vinyl.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if I know any songs from the Chick Quest. Yeah. The more I think about it, I'm like,
that's something.
Chick Quest song.
I'll do another show and tell here if we're talking about vinyl. I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
I already showed off my Snatcher vinyl on here before, so I won't do that again, but I still listen to it.
Don't know if I remember it. I mean, oh yeah, I remember
AKK. Tracks on there.
Yeah, I can remember, Chick's Quest landing. I remember it landing. Just like a little snare hi-hat.
I'll just get this out of the way, though. The only other thing I really played was Cook Serve Delicious 3. I'm just like, I'll be watching streams and have that in the background. But yeah, that's still fun.
Cool.
What did you find?
Yeah, you frame it, right? Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Mine, though. But that does look nice.
I wouldn't have bought this frame for like anything else. Like, I got this as a part of like the VIP package for the Motion City show was this vinyl. So that's why I bought a frame for it. But that's what I would do with that Chex Quest vinyl. Probably not with the red. Probably not with the red felt, but like black or something.
Green felt.
Green.
You need maybe a nice contrast color. Yeah, yellow, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe just pour checks into the thing and just seal it in there with a bunch of checks.
I don't have a good place to set this down at. I had to pull this in from the living room.
Okay. That's exciting. Don't set it on the gun. Oh, good.
Oh, I turned on my work computer. I was trying to not do that.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I've been thinking about for a while, I think I've talked about this, getting like paintings for my room and stuff like that and how difficult that is. So, yeah, that'll look nice on my wall. Right next to my X-Men post. Chex Quest. It's a beautiful thing. Very excited about it. Now my cat's attacking my arm. That's not good. That's not at all. I'm going to get that. If I have enough money left over on my gift card, I'll use that for that, so. Excited about it. I gotta have enough for Cyberpunk. See what happens. See the situation. Okay, five news, huh? Let's move on to a little.
Sure.
Let's talk about some news. Oh boy. You guys keep Magic Leap is coming back every time, people, and you keep denying it. Magic Leap is laying off people.
They're back in the news.
Yeah.
It's coming back, folks.
It's not. They, as part of this, there were layoffs in December, but now there's even more layoffs. And as part of it, they are also not going to be selling a consumer version of the Magic Leap anymore. They're just going to be selling it to businesses. Magic Leap is an AR headset.
Headset, quote unquote. You have to wear a
quote
puck.
Unquote.
In your back pocket.
I believe it was the consumer version was like more than $2,000.
Yeah, fuck that.
As well. Yeah, whoa. I did not see.
Whoa.
Like, I saw tech reviewers had some, but I have never seen, like, any actual consumer, like, somebody who is not writing software for it or whatever, purchase this thing. Or any knowledge that it exists, really. I think you could just get them at AT&T, certain AT&T stores had them available. But yeah, They are laying people off, which makes sense because their company is huge. Like, they have offices in way more states than you would think. I think they have multiple offices in Texas. It's really crazy. I think the investor capital has started drying up.
Because, it's drying up a little bit.
Took them long enough.
For multiple reasons. Yeah. Like, they blame the pandemic for a lot of their recent problems, but I think that's a convenient thing to say right now. Like,
well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's because of the pandemic, not because investors knew they weren't going to get any sort of return off of it. But yeah, I just thought that was amusing that they're just giving up on consumer applications whatsoever.
We've given up. It's all over. It's all over.
I mean, I think you can still buy a consumer HoloLens. Not that anybody really has, but yeah.
It's such a neat idea, but I never... I felt like I never came out, really, and it just kind of hovered there on the side. I thought HoloLens...
I mean, it's, like, way less viable than VR, and not many people have VR still, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Poor Magic. Such an idea. Such a revolutionary company. It's a shame. It's a crying shame that Magic Leap has passed away.
No, so, I mean, they're still...
I know.
Yeah.
It's a shame anybody loses their job, but also, you had to see this coming at some point. Like, come on now. You had to see that. Well, speaking about Animal Crossing. Actually, speaking about, did we talk about that NVIDIA thing where they're like... not doing any layoffs, they're giving a big raise.
I think we mentioned that before we started recording.
Before, I think that kind of bookends nicely here with Magic Leap being... It's nice! It's nice that, like, you see Magic Leap, like, laying people off during a global pandemic, and then NVIDIA, even though they might be, like, drinking a lot or something like that with wasted vodka bottles outside of some friend of ours.
In a few parking lots,
In a few parking lots, you never know. It's good that they're out there still, like, taking care of their employees
a certain
bit.
World of Tanks Hummer that never moves and has expired registration sitting in the parking lot.
Oh, man. It's probably, like, leaking oil.
Oh, that's... somebody needs to call somebody about World of Tanks. By the way, they make an electric Hummer, by the way. Do you see that? That was exciting. Mm-hmm. That's all. I think about that every so often. Electric Hummer. Doesn't seem like... Does seem real, but...
But yeah, like, NVIDIA seems like a much better run business than Magic Leap. Like, they don't have crazy amount of offices or employees or whatever, so they can actually take care of them, so that's good.
Yep. So Animal Crossing New Horizons has sold an estimated 5 million digital units in March. That's pretty goddamn good.
That's pretty crazy. Like... It makes sense that it's the biggest, like, digital download game ever because of the timing. It's a good game that you would just, like, keep on your Switch all the time anyway, so it kind of makes sense for digital. But yeah, Super Data, which is a division of Nielsen, brought out this report. It is a new record for the most digital units sold in a single month.
Wow.
Yeah. It's sold more than, like, Mario, sold more than Zelda, sold more than Pokemon. Whoa. Like, it just shows that titles that have, like, universal appeal sell very well.
Yeah, like, it turns out Animal Crossing is just a really fun game. And
And it's a good game, too.
Satisfied with my purchase of the Switch Lite for Animal Crossing. Like, I've gotten my money's worth so far, and I'm still going to keep playing it, probably.
True. And to give it some context, Final Fantasy VII, I guess they announced sold 3.5 million units. This was, like, a huge thing for Square, so Animal Crossing selling 5. Woo! That's quite good, too. That's a lot.
And this is just digital. Like, this isn't even including physical copies, so that's pretty impressive.
It's real,
like,
good.
You see on the UK charts, like, Animal Crossing is basically number one every time they bring out a new chart, too. I know it's, I'm pretty sure it's number one in Japan as well, so Nintendo is making a lot of money.
Popping some champagne bottles, I would imagine. Maybe. Well, socially distanced champagne bottle popping is happening. You know, somebody's walk. Somebody sets it in the middle of the room, pops the champagne, and walks away, and then disinfects the champagne bottle, and then we're good to go. It's very good. Fallout 76 NPCs are looting players' corpses, stealing their weapons, and refusing to give them back.
Okay. Because you can't kill the NPCs. Like, this happens if you are fighting an NPC and you are downed and they can loot your corpse before you respawn and get to it again. And so they'll have your new weapon and you can't actually kill them to get it back. Like, this could be kind of cool if you actually could kill them and get them back, but that was not... They just apparently didn't think of this being a thing. They forgot that the NPCs in the previous games could do this. So,
oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Just robbery.
So I assume it's going to get fixed fairly quickly, but it's pretty funny how... Whenever they bring out a new update for Fallout 76,
it breaks in some beautiful way.
It just keeps happening. It's like
people still playing Fallout 76 is the thing that always baffles my mind. I just don't know. I just don't understand.
Me neither. Like, I could see if you already bought it and you have like a sunk cost and you're like, well, I guess I'll try it out again now that they have actually put in a significant update. So. But yeah, like if they had designed the game around the fact that NPCs could do that, that could be pretty cool. But apparently they totally forgot that it was even a thing. And it's more technically a bug. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
All right. Final news story. Rumor. PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series Xbox Series X.
Just call it the Xbox.
Reveal plans. The Xbox. Reveal plans shifted following E3 2020 cancellation. Basically, it's like, I guess the conversation is that May is looking like the time. Possible reveal. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
Some kind of big...
I can see them capitalizing on being able to do it a month early because that gives them more time to advertise and like drum up hype.
Yep. Yeah. And it's also a good idea during this because nobody has anything to watch.
Exactly.
And doing like a live stream kind of thing about a video game console, a little bit of fun.
Three different sources have talked about this rumor, so it seems like it's fairly legit. Like one of them was a financial analyst. The other is VGC, and the last is Eurogamer, and they have all added different tidbits to the story.
Right.
Yeah, the financial analyst, I'm sorry, I feel terrible. Daniel Amad, he's fairly famous. He tweeted that they were planning for May reveals, but depending on what happens, it could possibly also be delayed. Like, it's not, it's a for real kind of thing with the pandemic possibly changing plans right at the last minute. VGC also agreed with that and added its own sources, stating the following. One person with knowledge of Sony's plans told VGC that the company was recently planning to hold its significant PlayStation 5 reveal in May. It has also been claimed that Microsoft is planning reveals for May in addition to a digital E3 showcase. They were saying, like, we've heard the exact same stuff from insiders. They also, Eurogamer also added, without a firm deadline to hit for E3 builds and with teams having lost time moving to remote working, expect announcements to be more spaced out this year. We're going to get what were E3 reveals in May, June, and July. So they're like, it's not just going to be like during this IGN Summer of Gaming event thing. Like, sure. It's not going to be real E3. They're just going to announce stuff when they think is actually the best time for them.
That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame.
I mean, it makes sense, though, with how business has been impacted and having to work from home and everything.
I would assume there is going to be some clustering, particularly around like Ubisoft and stuff like that. We'll probably try to cluster to a certain extent their announcements. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do it around that kind of IGN thing. But there were a lot of other announcements throughout the week of E3 that would come out from like different smaller, you know, studios and stuff like that.
But now even in May, I could see those
spreading, right? Like those.
Yeah, like there's those not a big advantage. Like, yeah. People are going to be looking up video game stuff all the time now. Like, it's not...
Right.
Since E3 isn't happening anyway.
Yeah, I think that they will spread more. Like, the ones that aren't specifically tied to a Sony or a big publisher or something like that. Those will kind of go to the winds a little bit more than I think they would be. And because there's no, like, PC showcase stuff, I think you'll see some of those.
That is actually still happening.
What?
Yeah, the PC Gamer PC showcase thing, they are doing that. I mean, I think there will be a lot of indie announcements during that time.
The impromptu GDQ event that they did kind of proves you can do a hell of a lot with a decent upload on an internet connection and Discord with their like screen share and stuff. Right. Now. Because the way they did that was super slick. They used the screen share stuff in their server and just, hey, the new donations reader can come in and sit in the server and talk and they can hear it. And then the audio comes through real smart. I noticed that and I was like, that's real slick how they're doing this. Sorry, tangent.
No. Huh. Yeah, that makes sense. Like people are learning how to take advantage of the situation, which is smart. But if you go to PCGamingShow.com, it still says that they are set for June 6th of this year. So it's going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder. Yes, I would agree that they're probably going to space them out, but I wonder to what extent.
Well, they're saying like all through May, June, July. Like, if you have a big deal announcement, you can basically say it whenever and it'll still be a big deal. Like,
yeah. Sure.
I know I still look at Kotaku and like video game websites every day. So.
I wouldn't be.
Like, I always hear stuff through you guys. I don't follow the websites very much, but like.
Right.
I absorb that shit through osmosis, basically.
Yeah, like somebody's going to post about it in Discord. Like, it's,
the only reason I know anything about Final Fantasy VII Remake is mostly through you guys. Just talking about it.
It's very good. If you would like it.
Nah. Okay.
Yes, I agree, but I wish it was different.
That's where I'm at. I wish we still had E3, but
it's not
going to happen.
It doesn't have to be like 1 week. Kind of smush it into like even a month, you know? Like, I want to get, I don't know, there's something about like a Christmas for video games. Like,
I mean, yeah.
And I hope we still get, I mean, the IGN thing, we'll still be getting some of that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the big studios
there's definitely going to be some big live streams. Announcements of that thing.
There'll be some clustering. And Sony's going to have their thing, right? Where they're going to show off a bunch of games and Microsoft. So it's still going to be E3 Christmas.
It's going to be
in spirit.
It'll be spread out, but it'll still be big deal announcements that they need to do before fall and these new consoles come out. But
I mean, we were talking about this, I think on the Monopoly thing, we were kind of just talking about what games were you looking forward to? And there is an empty space that's like deep and rich in a way that I'm like, wow, okay. I mean, besides for Cyberpunk and, Watch Dogs? But I thought Watch Dogs got delayed. Like, there is not... There are a lot of games up in the air this year.
Think Watch Dogs got delayed from March to, like, fall. So, it's... I believe. And Last of Us 2 still hasn't come out, so...
But... No, I gotta play that point. I have that first one. A remaster or whatever. But the $5.
I'm about like 3 hours into it and then I haven't played it anymore. So
that came out at such a weird time too.
Yeah, the release date.
Talk about that.
Oh. I was searching Watch Dogs 2 instead of 3. It's 3.
Hey, okay. Watch Dogs 2 is a good game.
I keep saying 2.
Go play Watch Dogs 2 if you haven't. Great game. Surprisingly so.
Watch Dogs Legion.
Yeah, Legion. Yeah,
not 2.
Can we just take a second and appreciate Watch Dogs 2? And done. Okay.
Take a second. Yeah, man.
I might boot that up again with my new graphics card. I know I have it, but I barely got into it.
Does it ray trace? Does it blend? These are questions you need to ask.
Yeah, the initial release date for Legion was March 6th, 2020.
Well, they pushed that back, I can guarantee
you. Yeah. It's now it's saying I think that's late 2020 is the...
All right.
It's kind of TBA still, so who knows. I mean, I'm sure they were probably going to have the release date as part of their E3 thing, so...
My only prediction... is Annapurna gives a date for due process. Not a date, but like a month or something.
Okay.
Because that game's coming along.
My only prediction. Kojima's making a...
I don't know if that's... No.
Swing it.
Konami wants to make a Silent Hill or publish a Silent Hill game. They don't really want to make it themselves from what I've seen, but we'll see. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it does seem like
there need to be a lot more announcements because there aren't a lot of games announced for these new consoles, and if they're coming out,
none.
Like, yeah, that needs to happen.
I know. I mean, also, you have the services, too. Like, you have xCloud and stuff like that that need some kind of messaging around that. It's the terms of, like, this thing!
Speaking of that, I did not put it in the news, but Stadia has a live stream coming up on the 28th, so get ready for your
hot Stadia news. Are they going to publicly murder Stadia in front of us? Execute it in front of us? Like, just we fucked up later.
I think there's this point.
We're Google, fuck you. What are you going to do about it,
bitch? Out on stage, and they're like, some Google intern walks out on stage. Places a computer that's booting up Stadia in front of the thing, and it shoots the thing with like a fucking, I don't know, big magnum, and then walks off the stage, and that's the entire press conference. It's very deep. I remember
just walks out. There's a Chromecast. It's just an empty stage. There's a Chromecast sitting on the floor. He just runs out and just double foot stomps on it and just runs, like, keeps running.
Yeah. Thank you. And then it's on the big screen in the background and says, thank you for coming. Google Stadia. Goodbye. It has the date from whatever 2018 to 2019 to 2020.
RIP.
All right. Yeah, I mean, the big impact of this coronavirus thing, as much as it is on the consoles, man, I bet it has messed up a lot of like remote video game creation. We're going to see games coming out at weird times, I bet now. A lot of distance. Because I doubt very many people can make a video game from home. This does not seem like a lot of people set up for that.
I mean, small studios probably could, because I'm guessing...
Well, yeah, sure.
That's probably how they work anyway.
Right, and then you've got like... They might have to be like, oh, shit, I got to go to the office to get my render machine or something, because I don't have a $15,000 render machine at my house, turns out.
Right.
But then, who knows, those might be networked, like, shared render machines that everybody else uses or something to send renders to.
Sure. Yeah.
So, who knows?
But still, like, having to set that up, do that remotely is going to add more time. Like, that's a pain.
And the bigger the studio, the bigger
I'm thinking about it. Sorry. Actually, if you VPN into the office, it would still work. Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah, like, VPN, that's... But sometimes those VPNs are not very reliable, and from how my husband has had to deal with it working from home, it adds some extra time.
Yep. Everything is just a little bit of extra time. But also, I'd imagine, I don't know, some big studios might be difficult, especially ones that are like working on new console stuff where that might be, I don't know, you might be getting a game or two for the new consoles. Just saying, the launch thing might be, we have Ghost of Tsushima and we also have Dreams.
With that news report we talked about last week about there being a limited amount of PS5 like systems at launch, like a limited amount of launch games would make sense with that too.
What? You can have Ghost of Tsushima and you can have Cyberpunk.
It's supposed to come out in like September, I think, on PS4. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I'm excited about it.
I kind of want to play it too.
I think about it. We'll see what it. I don't know, see what the reviews look like. That's not a game I'm burning for, though. You know, I don't have a warm place in my heart for Ghost of Tsushima right now, but maybe. All right. That's all the news I got. That's all the news we got. That's it. That's an episode 198. That's it. We're done. Gonna wrap this one.
Check us out. Twitch.tv.
Have a good night.
Roms Over Baghdad. If you're listening to the audio version, just search for us on Twitter.
RomsBag@gmail.com. Like it's... Yep. Is it .moe? Yeah. It's a website where you can find old anime podcasts we've done, where we might do another one. We talked about rebuilds. I'm telling you, at some point. When Japan is putting out rebuilds again.
All right. Yeah. We will see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out.
Bye. I gotta go beat Final Fantasy VII. Goodbye.
Yeah, you do.